WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Heavy metal is loud, aggressive music. Its biggest audience is teenage boys, and it drives a lot of their parents crazy. Who's that? When parents groups condemn rock music for devil worship and brutal sexual imagery, it's usually heavy metal they're talking about. Penelope Spheris is a 42-year-old filmmaker who thinks the heavy metal scene is a lot more interesting than her contemporaries acknowledge. It's the subject of her new documentary, The Decline of Western Civilization, Part 2, The Metal Years. It's a companion to her first film, a documentary on punk rock called The Decline of Western Civilization. Penelope Spheris' new film covers the metal scene through interviews and concert footage.
Attention, everybody!
Attention!
Attention, you creatures from another planet, you.
Hello, suckers.
Please be advised.
Be advised that
by your entry upon these premises,
you are consenting to being photographed and filmed, naked or otherwise,
and having your ugly likeness
and sound effects used in motion pictures and
home porno and other purposes.
You sick, dirty dogs, you.
Thank you.
Thank you, and give us your money.
I've been going to the club scene in Los Angeles for quite a few years, ever since I made the first Decline of Western Civilization in the late 70s, and I just recently, in the last year or so, noticed a very strong resurgence of energy in the music scene, and it was centered around that which we, for lack of a better term, call heavy metal.
Now, in your movie, you've gotten some really pretty articulate, candid responses from some of the metal musicians. Were you worried when you started this movie that no one would really speak honestly or speak well to you? I mean, let's face it, the metal musicians don't have a reputation for being the most articulate articulate musicians.
I think that's really an unfair assumption on the part of most people. Mostly, I think it's the critics that think that way, and a lot of those kind of Springsteen, U2 fans like to look at the metal musicians and think that they're stupid and that they're not very sophisticated and that they're not good musicians. And I think that those three assumptions are really unfair, because as you can see from my film, I think you notice that there are just, you know, it's such a broad spectrum of society, the people that are involved in this music. You're going to get a broad spectrum of intelligence and also of taste, you know, and musicianship. So many of them I found they're great, you know, they're great people, and I hope that it comes across in that film.
You've shot some of these musicians in pretty unusual settings. For instance, Paul Stanley of Kiss, you have him in a bed surrounded by four or five teenage girls. Each one seems to have appropriated a different one of his limbs. whose idea was it to shoot him that way?
When the various, star artists that we shot agreed to do the film, I told them that I would let them help decide how they were going to be shot. Because, of course, they're nervous about, you know, how they look to the public. Gene Simmons from Kiss wanted to be interviewed in a lingerie store, so we did that with girls walking around changing their clothes in the background. It was pretty funny. And as you say, Paul Stanley was in bed with four girls. But that was Paul's idea to do that, and I felt a little strange about it because, if you haven't noticed, I'm a woman, and I thought, well, you know, it seems a little strange to be shooting women in this compromising position, but I will do it because it really is a statement about rock and roll, and it's also a statement about Kiss. You know, for years, their music has been very sex-oriented. It's not love-oriented, mind you, or relationship-oriented. It's sex-oriented, and those guys are real proud of that, and that's how he wanted to be seen, so we shot it that way. It gets a lot of reaction in the theater.
Now, you shot the guitarist from Wasp, Chris Holmes, in his swimming pool. He's floating around on a raft and basically pouring
vodka.
Vodka, I wasn't sure what it was, pouring vodka down his throat. I mean, just gulping it down.
Literally pouring it down his throat.
And his mother's watching from the side of the pool.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder whose idea it was to shoot him in that setting, with his mother watching.
When I started talking to Chris about doing this interview, he said that he wanted to do the interview drunk. And I said, are you sure? And he said, yes, I am. And so we did that. And I suggested that we shoot it in a pool just because, you know, having directed films for as long as I have, I know that it's better when the geography is interesting, you know. So I said, yeah, let's do it in a pool. He goes, great, and I'll wear my leather. So I said, you're gonna mess up your leathers? And he said, ah, don't worry, it's been wet from sweat on the stage thousands of times. So he puts his leather outfit on, lays in the pool in a chair, and he asked that his mother be there, because he's really good friends with his mother, Sandra Holmes. And I had met her before, too. I said, okay, that's a fabulous idea, because I personally am into, you know, understanding people via their backgrounds and families. So I thought, this is great. Let's sit down and tell the truth here. And I think it got pretty heavy. It's the part of the film that most people refer to as, you know, the strongest moment.
What do you think you're going to be doing 10 years from now?
I'll probably be dead. You can come see my graveyard. Mom, have a drink.
Chris, do you drink very much?
Pardon?
Do you drink very much?
Yes, I do. I'm a full-blown alcoholic.
Just when he's awake.
Do you think rock and roll lifestyle turned you into an alcoholic?
Yes, it does.
How much of that do you drink a day?
About 5 pints. Yeah, I'm a happy camper.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Some of the older metal musicians talk about how they ended up having to give up drugs, how it just got to be a drag, or they got too sick from it. Ozzy Osbourne, for instance, in his kitchen where you shot him, talks about going to the Betty Ford Clinic.
Yes. I think it's inevitable when you get to a certain age that you can't really operate and function using drugs. And I think they would, you know, they all agreed that they probably would be in better shape today if they never had used the drugs. And for me personally, that was a great realization to be able to put on film to show the kids out there. Because for years, unfortunately, you know, kids have had role models of rock stars who have been, you know, arrested for drugs, in and out of clinics trying to clean up, wasted on stage, passing out. And, you know, to say to a kid that this is part of the lifestyle and it works would just be awful. So I was able to take the information they gave me and turn it into the point that it just doesn't work. Using drugs and alcohol doesn't work.
I get tired of waking up hungover and having to do a couple of lines and a couple of beers just to get moving, you know, which is where it was at. And then you got to get that together so you can go and cop dope.
But after a while, when you do it so much, it's not the same as the first time. You know, it turns against you, especially with drugs.
Go check out Jim Morrison and Jimi Hendrix and Janis Joplin. That's not my idea of fun.
Because it's a lot of hours of throwing up blood and stuff like that. And if you're going to do that on stage, it's great, but it's not that much fun in a Holiday Inn, you know?
Your first documentary film was The Decline of Western Civilization, Part 1, and that was on punk rock and hardcore music in Los Angeles. Your new movie is on heavy metal music. Do you see any connections between those two different scenes?
Well, they're both hard music, you know. It's not Barry Manilow here, folks, you know. So there is that. The difference, I think, is that punk had a bit more social and political consciousness than does the metal music. Metal music is party music. It's like just, you know, forget about your problems and have a good time kind of music. And I think that's okay. The other differences are that the kids in the punk scene were very sort of hesitant about the whole idea of rock stardom. And they realized the stupidity of chasing a dream like that. However, the kids in the new film center their whole lives around trying to be rock stars.
Don't matter up or down, sideways and around. If it makes you feel good, do it, and then get out. You'll be living on the razor's edge. Listen to what I say. Don't spend your life in your own bed, cradle to the grave. We'll be right back.
That's the group Motorhead from the soundtrack of Penelope Spheeris' new film, The Decline of Western Civilization, Part 2, The Metal Years. Tomorrow, Penelope Spheeris talks about her own life, growing up in a carnival family. This is Fresh Air.